Kenya and other neighboring countries are bearing the effects of intense violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The war in Goma is compromising the goal of a unified East African community with the free movement of people, goods, and services. The Goma region has been living with uncertainty for the longest time now, with no solution from the East African community. Economist Ali Kansacho says the economic state of DRC and the region will solely depend on whether the current situation intensifies or de-escalates.
Although we've seen a significant escalation in the situation in the last few weeks, this has been ongoing for quite some time. So, you know, I think the economic fallout from this, the Jambojet cancelling their flights, will mean some economic slowdown.
Many countries within East Africa that depend on Congo for exports and imports are in limbo, with countries like Uganda counting losses. Sacho says the people of Goma have not benefited much from the region, which is rich in resources.
If you look at something and test it by the outcome, there's been zero outcome in terms of stabilizing that part of the world and allowing people to benefit in what is a very economically rich geographical area.
The war in DRC is a hindrance to the country's economy across all sectors. Mining has been the most affected as the country is not able to utilize its natural resources due to instability and violence. On Saturday, Kenya's President William Ruto, in a meeting in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, said the DRC is in a crisis and the area requires an immediate solution.
It is clear that the conflict in DRC is complex, delicate, protracted, and involves multiple actors pursuing different interests. The issues at stake span a wide historical, economic, and political spectrum, run back in time for many decades, and spill across national and regional borders. There is also a clandestine international dimension at work whose persistent, cynical, and destructive effects must neither be underestimated or ignored any longer.
In seeking a lasting solution, the regional leaders expressed support for resuming direct negotiations with all state and non-state parties, including the M23 and existing regional mediation frameworks. The DRC has, however, rejected any form of direct negotiations with the rebels. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in Nairobi.